Appendix A, Statement by Scott Wade, M.D.
As an infectious diseases specialist, I was asked to see Dr. Eben Alexander when he presented to the hospital on November 10, 2008, and was found to have bacterial meningitis. Dr. Alexander had become ill quickly with flu-like symptoms, back pain, and a headache. He was promptly transported to the emergency room, where he had a CT scan of his head, and then a lumbar puncture with spinal fluid, suggesting a gram-negative meningitis. He was immediately begun on intravenous antibiotics targeting that, and placed on a ventilator machine because of his critical condition and coma. Within 24 hours, the gram-negative bacteria in the spinal fluid was confirmed as E. coli. An infection more common in infants, E. coli meningitis is very rare in adults, less than 1 in 10 million annual incidents in the United States, especially in the absence of any head trauma, neurosurgery, or other medical conditions, such as diabetes. Dr. Alexander was very healthy at the time of his diagnosis, and no underlying cause for his meningitis could be identified. The mortality rate for gram-negative meningitis in children and adults ranges from 40 to 80%. Dr. Alexander presented to the hospital with seizures and a markedly altered mental status, both of which are risk factors for neurological complications or death, mortality over 90%. Despite prompt and aggressive antibiotic treatment for his E. coli meningitis, as well as continued care in the medical intensive care unit, he remained in a coma for 6 days, and hope for a quick recovery faded, mortality over 97%. Then, on the 7th day, the miraculous happened. He opened his eyes, became alert, and was quickly weaned from the ventilator. The fact that he went on to have a full recovery from this illness after being in a coma for nearly a week is truly remarkable. Scott Wade, M.D.